You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yesterday, April 30th, 2025, marked the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Vets and Friends Coffee House Incorporated is a nonprofit organization that provides free meals to veterans. They raised the funds and built the only permanent wall monument in the state to honor the 1,279 Wisconsin soldiers who died in the Vietnam War. Yesterday, they dedicated that memorial.
Thomas Daisy Jr., Mina. Edward Iden Jr., Winnicottie. James Fisher, Oshkosh.
Jim Marone of Nina is a Vietnam vet and attended the dedication.
It's surprising that how many of them I already knew, but when I look back, we were all only 19 years old or so. We were kids. And I don't think any of us really believed in what was going on over in Vietnam, but at that time, it was the draft.
The memorial is tucked in a courtyard behind a building at 2508 North Richmond Street in Appleton. It is free to visit and is available day or night thanks to motion sensor lights. Brown County proposes a new site for relocating coal piles in downtown Green Bay. Discussions between Green Bay, Brown County, and C. Rice to move the coal to the former Pulliam Power Plant site failed. The talks on an alternate site also broke down. Now, Brown County Board Chair Patrick Buckley is suggesting a second alternate site directly across Billsby Avenue from other sites owned by the parent company of C. Rice. About $13 million in grant funding from the state of Wisconsin to help redevelop the site may be pulled if an agreement isn't reached soon. For more details, please visit our story at WGBW.fm. School districts are reaching out to lawmakers about their funding. Joanne Krulatz has more.
During a budget hearing Monday in Hayward, superintendents of small northern Wisconsin school districts asked the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to fix the state funding formula.
We're rich in lake property, but our children, our families are socially, economically disadvantaged. All right, the funding formula does not work for us.
If you could work on a school funding system that would fairly help all schools in all parts of the state, be greatly appreciated. I've lived in Door County, Grant County, Lafayette, Monroe, and I've seen the funding differences.
In districts like Birchwood, local families are being penalized for high property values that they themselves cannot afford.
Every time a district does not pass the referendum and the gaps get bigger and kids lose and communities lose, please do the moral thing and fund your public schools. Thank you.
They also asked to be reimbursed for 60% of the cost of teaching special education students. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Meanwhile, Democratic Wisconsin Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton has scheduled bipartisan budget listening sessions for the Fox Valley this week. The first event is tonight at the Elijah D. Smith Library in Menasha. It will feature Republican Representative Dean Coffert from 5 until 6:30 p.m. The second event is scheduled for Monday evening from 5 till 6:30 at the Oshkosh Public Library with Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri. There's no need to RSVP for either event. Just show up and express your concerns or opinions. A 44-year-old Shawnee County man is sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for firing a shotgun at a U.S. postal carrier, injuring her and damaging her vehicle. According to court records, after an afternoon of drinking, Benjamin Jew of Tigerton shot the postal carrier as she was delivering the mail, yelling at her to, quote, get away from my box and, quote, leave my mail alone. Jews will serve 3 years of extended supervision upon his release and has to pay the victim $10,000 in restitution. Foul play is not suspected in the case of a Green Bay woman pulled from the East River last week. Green Bay police say 26-year-old Arlene Cooper was found in the East River on the evening of April 23rd. Police released her identification yesterday. No other details will be released. Starting next week, the Fox River Trail from Green Bay through Alloway and De Pere will close in phases to allow for repavement and construction on the trail. Terry Charles, Vice President of Friends of Fox River Trail.
Friends of Fox River Trail has been involved for many years helping to raise money to get this renovation project underway. We're excited that this project is finally getting underway. I've been impatient as a frequent user of this trail, so we're pleased that this is going to happen. We're certainly going to ask for the patience of all the users over the next few months as this project gets going and takes a while to get completed.
Phase 1 closes a 2-mile stretch of the trail from Heritage Road to William Street in De Pere until May 22nd. See our story at WGBW.FM for more information. A new state law offers an alternative to traditional bartender's licenses in Wisconsin. Here's Joanne Krulatz with details.
The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operators' licenses, often referred to as bartenders' licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. For more details and permit qualifications, visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcohol Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago last night. But an injury, Isaac Collins filling in for Bryce Terang at second base, beamed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hitting his right elbow in the second inning. Eventually, he was pulled from the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it's a contusion. The x-rays were negative. He's going to be sore. His first game at second base in a while. So that's forced because of Terang's illness. So will Terang be back tomorrow? It's never going to tell.
NBA, the Bucks season over. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why does he believe Giannis Antetokounmpo had an MVP type of season.
What I'm most proud of is he has turned into a leader. Last year, he wasn't a very vocal guy. Everyone told me he was not a vocal guy. We leaned on him to do that. I couldn't be more proud of a player. Getting outside of your box is very difficult to do, and Giannis did that for me.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Deadline has confirmed that the primary cause of Gene Hackman's death was severe heart disease and that advanced Alzheimer's also played a part. The report also said that Hackman had not eaten in days before his death. Hackman had undergone multiple heart surgeries, had an aortic valve replaced, and had experienced congestive heart failure. The 95-year-old actor was given a pacemaker in 2019 and most likely died on February 17th. Matthew Gray Gubler enjoyed a nice run on Criminal Minds playing Dr. Spencer Reed. His planned TV comeback is the new drama Einstein, of which he is also an executive producer. On the show, Gubler plays Louis Einstein, the great-grandson of Albert Einstein and a professor at Princeton who gets drawn in to help solve a series of homicides. The show sounds great, but CBS has announced it will push the show to the 2026-27 season due to what the network is calling limited shelf space. Transition? They like the show, but don't love it. Jack Black was the frontman for his band Tenacious D, so he is no stranger to the music industry. Now he has a chart-topping solo effort thanks to his latest film, The Minecraft Movie. The song is being called an anthem titled Steve's Lava Chicken and is now the shortest song ever to crack the Billboard 100 at just 34 seconds long. It brought in a total of 7 million streams in just 4 days, according to Billboard. 34 seconds is the perfect length for a song if you are slow dancing with someone you don't like. If you follow the career of Gary Oldman, two things probably stand out. He is a phenomenal actor, and he used to hit the bottle with a vengeance. The actor quit drinking in 1997 and has been sober for 28 years, but it was recently revealed that he apologized to actress Demi Moore for being drunk on the set of The Scarlet Letter in 1995. Moore says that she accepted his apology and forgave him, but was disappointed with the Slow Horses star. Things seem to have turned out quite well for both of them since the mid-90s. If you're thinking about going to the movies this weekend, and you should be, here's what's hitting theaters. Highly anticipated Marvel film Thunderbolts opens in wide release this weekend. Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, and David Harbour star in this his film, which we have seen the previews of for months now. Those of you who are fans of the genre will like that it is reviewing insanely well at 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's a quick plot summary. It's a Marvel movie. Also opening is a Nicolas Cage film. Cage stars in The Surfer as a man who takes his son to his old surfing spot before realizing it's been taken over by some ne'er-do-well, or dare I say ragamuffin surfers, who chase them away. If there's one thing we've learned over the years, don't piss off a Nicolas Cage movie character. And since we are in the age of the re-release, and sometimes it's your only option other than franchise or superhero films, check out Monty Python and the Holy Grail if it happens to be playing near you this weekend. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered off and on showers likely, high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, low dropping into the lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, sprinkles in the morning, a little sunshine by later in the day in the 50s. The weekend looking good with sunshine, 60s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.